Hi, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the podcast. I'm Anya.
And I'm Feliz, and we're so excited to serve as next year's editors-in-chief. Today, we wanted to take a moment to introduce ourselves and share our goals for the Paw Print in this upcoming year.
Both of us started writing for the Paw Print as student contributors during our freshman year. We joined the editorial team in 10th grade as assistant opinion editors, and this past year, we served as opinion section editors. I was drawn to the opinion section because I wanted a place where I could express ideas that mattered to me, where writing could be both personal and thought-provoking. There, I found a tight-knit community of writers and editors that truly valued each other's voices and ideas.
I initially pursued the Paw Print because I was interested in writing, particularly creative writing and journalism, but being an editor these past few years, I've really come to appreciate the editorial aspect of the position as well. While I really enjoy writing my own pieces, I've also come to appreciate the opportunity to review other people's work and help them work through their edits, and then compiling a monthly issue I'm proud to distribute to our school community.
As we step into our roles as editors-in-chief, we've been reflecting on what we want this June issue and the entire next year to stand for.
At its core, we see the Paw Print as a platform where every student can feel seen and heard. It should reflect the voices of our campus, not just the loudest ones or the most experienced writers, but rather the voices of everyone. That includes new writers, underclassmen, and people with niche interests or strong, even controversial opinions.
And beyond that, it's a place for conversation. We want the Paw Print to be like a time capsule, a record of what students are thinking, questioning, and noticing during their time here. So that years from now, when they flip through old editions, they don't just see what happened, but relive what it felt like to be a student at Poly. We hope our paper captures those conversations by encouraging curiosity, dialogue, and even a bit of respectful debate.
Now that we've kind of talked about what we want the Paw Print to stand for in the Poly community, we'd like to talk about a few of our goals that we have for the upcoming year. One of our biggest goals for next year is to make the Paw Print more accessible and visible to the student body. We want the Paw Print to be more present in students' lives, which means better distribution or, in other words, literally getting the paper into people's hands come publication day. We're moving our distribution time from before school to lunch because it seems that more people have time to pick up and actually read the paper during lunch. I think there's also a kind of excitement during lunch that we just don't see when people are tired first thing in the morning.
Apart from distribution, we realize online presence matters too. We want to post more consistently on Instagram, not just when an issue drops, but throughout the whole month, highlighting writers, previewing headlines, and giving people a behind-the-scenes look at how the paper comes together, because it truly takes a lot of time and effort and planning.
Yeah, for sure. And we'd also like to launch a monthly Paw Print preview, which would just be a short email teaser with a few headlines from the most recent issue and a few quotes from the most compelling pieces in that issue as well. We hope this preview will build excitement and get people talking about the paper before it's even published.
Another big focus is writer support. We know that starting out can feel intimidating, so we're making a digital resource packet accessible to everyone. That includes writing tips, AP-style guidelines, sample articles, and advice on how to conduct effective interviews. It's a resource that can be referred to anytime, whether you're writing your first piece or your fifth.
Yeah, piggybacking off of what Anya said, we understand that joining the Paw Print can be really intimidating as a student contributor in ninth grade, and to alleviate some of those concerns and confusions, we're also planning to hold short section-specific writing clinics earlier in the fall. What we've found as editors is that a lot of new writers struggle to understand the nuances of the particular sections, so like opinion versus sports, news versus life. So to kind of alleviate those confusions, we're going to hold these sessions. And in these sessions, the editors of the respective sections will help writers understand the format and tone of their overall section. So these sections or these clinics will answer questions like, what does a great feature article look like? How do you write a compelling satire piece? What makes a good sports article? And essentially anything that's important for a writer going into their first publication weekend.
We think these writing clinics could be a good way to encourage mentorship. We're going to have editors and assistant editors personally reach out to new writers, whether that's texting or FaceTiming or another form of communication, to offer feedback and support. From our own experience, we know that when someone feels invested in your piece, which was our editors when we were freshman writers, you feel more ownership and pride in your work. And we really want our writers to feel confident in the final product.
Yeah, of course. And on the more logistical side, we're trying to make the paw print more efficient for everyone. So if you've written for the paper before, you know that initially we had a deadline system where writers would submit an outline and then the following Wednesday would submit their final draft. And then more recently, we shifted to a new model where writers would submit first and second drafts. However, instead of staying with the first and second draft deadline, we're instead giving writers 2 weeks to complete a singular draft while still having them submit an outline and graphic request in that first week. We want to give writers more time to focus on the quality of their work and so that they can compile interviews and different have conversations with different people on campus while making sure the editorial team can keep things on track.
So to summarize, we want the paw print to celebrate what makes Poly Poly and also ask what could be better on campus. We want to showcase incredible student voices and create a community of passionate student writers who feel proud in their work.
Whether you're here to report, to reflect, to rant, or to recommend, we want to hear from you. And we're here to help you shape those ideas into something you're proud of.
So if you've ever thought about writing or editing or even just picking up a paper and talking about it with a friend, this is your year.
Thank you so much for listening. We're honored to lead the Paw Print next year, and we're so excited for what's to come.
Stay tuned for our next episode, and if you have ideas or want to get involved, don't hesitate to reach out.